Okay, so it's time for a very special presentation here as a part of our YumaCon presentation at the 2009 YumaCon. And we have joining us an old friend to the show, both shows, Pet Food Alpha and Limit Break Radio, Robert Peeler from Square Enix. Robert, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going? I'm doing good.
It's been a little bit since we talked to you last. Has there been anything going on that you can tell us about that has happened since the podcast tour?
Yeah, I mean a lot of things. One obvious, Final Fantasy 14 was announced.
Mm-hmm. That's a big one.
We've been working pretty much around the clock with stuff like that, and also new things to present for Final Fantasy 11. And in particular, we hired a new staff member to be our new Final Fantasy XI community team lead.
Well, excellent. Robert, would you like to introduce the new head for the community team of Final Fantasy XI?
Definitely. We hired a person who was very familiar with Final Fantasy XI. Played the game for a very long time. Was familiar with all stages and levels of play. And I'd like to introduce him now. His name is Devin Caste.
Hi. How you doing? I'm really happy to be able to talk to you guys finally. And yeah, I'm really excited about my job. And yeah, I look forward to working with the player base as a whole.
Well, excellent, Devin. It's wonderful to meet you. And we're so glad that you've chosen an outlet like Limit Break Radio and Pet Food Alpha and this YumaCon panel to introduce yourself to the Final Fantasy XI community. And hopefully, if all is going according to plan, by now we should be streaming on the web, streaming our panel. And here's your chance. There should be a lot of Final Fantasy XI community members listening. So why don't you take a second and introduce yourself to the Final Fantasy XI community and say what up.
Great. Yeah, my name is Devin Cassidy. I just started working at Square Enix about 3 months ago. I'm a longtime player of Final Fantasy XI. I love the game. I really care about the players, and I really want to see some good interaction between the community team and the players.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. Now, how is it that you came to work at Square Enix?
Well, it's kind of funny, actually. I just happened to be job hunting, and I looked at the actual main Square Enix hiring page and saw the community relations type job opening. And just as a kind of shot in the dark, I sent out my resume, and it was all downhill from there, pretty much. It was great. It was, I feel lucky,
Very cool. Now, we've already heard that you do play Final Fantasy XI quite a bit. What's one of your favorite features in XI?
I would have to say that the story is probably one of the major factors that really keeps me playing. A lot of the expansions are great. I love just continuing the missions. I'm really looking forward to the Wings of the Goddess continuation. Probably next is H&M. That is definitely my favorite.
Very cool.
Gotta love the end game scene.
Yep, absolutely. I'm there every day.
How about least favorite?
Least favorite. Honestly, there's not too much about the game that I don't like.
Just say Garrison and it'll be fine.
Garrison. they're all really cool.
You can't hate what you don't do though.
So. right, exactly. But I really do like just about every aspect, but H&M's can be kind of stingy sometimes. So
this is true. Finally, someone on the inside that understands the drop rate problems here.
Yeah, you just gotta work hard. It takes patience.
It's true. That is true. That is the name of the game. So do you have any specific goals or specific tasks that you hope to accomplish while you're on the community team?
Yeah, there's this kind of stigma that goes around, it's floating around forums all the time, that the Square Enix 11 community team has no idea, how players feel, or they're kind of detached from the game. They don't really understand too much about it. But I guess my kind of goal is to break down that stigma and really show them that, we care, and we do understand players, and we understand the game. And just kind of tighten that bond between the players and the community as a whole. So,
Very cool. Now, I noticed we've been back and forth in emails for a while now, so trying to set all this up. I noticed that there's some Japanese characters in your email.
Yep.
Are you fluent in Japanese? Do you think that'll help you with your job and talking with the Japanese side of Square Enix?
Yeah, I am fluent in Japanese. I actually just recently moved back from Japan. I lived there for about 4 years.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And read, write, speak, everything, certified. So it's definitely helpful, I think. Any of the language barriers or any problems that, you may see from time to time, it definitely helps eliminate those to make communication smoother.
Yeah.
And I definitely think it's going to help as a whole.
Well, cool. Wonderful. So now a couple of weeks or a couple of months ago, we saw that player event support had been added to Final Fantasy XI. How has that been received by the community? Have you seen people setting up player events? I know that the wedding services are kind of an extension of this. So what kind of feedback have you seen from the community?
Well, there have been quite a few of these player event supports taking place. One thing you got to keep in mind is this is still a pretty young feature to the game. So, it's growing, but the most important thing is, we want to stimulate players to kind of think of these really good ideas because, really it's limitless to what they want to do. Their imagination will take off.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's in its youth stage. So we're trying, players are trying, but there seems like maybe they need a little bit of, some ideas, but, we have seen some pretty good stuff.
Can you give us some examples of some of the, more unique events that you've seen?
Yeah, definitely. One of the more interesting ones, there was a couple that we have that we can tell you about. LS recruitment. People had a barbecue. So it's kind of just a good way to attract, people to your link shell, gather around, kind of have this party atmosphere.
Yeah, players often look at these event ideas and they wonder to themselves, how can I get involved? Like, do I have to come up with some really great idea where I utilize it, every aspect of it, and make it really balanced or something? But really, it could be in just a social event.
Mm-hmm.
Bring about your friends over, and some NPCs can convey a nice message to them that is familiar to you and your friends, and maybe some old Alice mates, and maybe invite other people to join along and see how fun and interactive your group can be.
And people can give out prizes themselves, the person who organizes. They were handing out food, drinks, fireworks. So, it was kind of like a summer barbecue type thing.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. Another interesting one was kind of a treasure hunt. So you can kind of organize different items around. And, the first person to collect these treasures and find out exactly what this, word spelled or something like that, and they would get a prize from the organizer.
Oh,
very cool. Yeah. I had done a treasure hunt event with an older link shell of mine, but we as we were doing the event, we found out that one of the items was like a rare chocobo digging thing that you had to get, and that just didn't work out. So we had to make adjustments on the fly for that.
And
yeah.
There's
enough opportunities for trial and error. So if event's not perfect, it's fine to try it again.
Definitely. And one of the more recent ones that was appropriate for this time of year is there was actually a Halloween party.
Oh.
So, yeah. I mean, players can pretty much do what they want, imaginative-wise. And, seasonal events are really interesting, to do.
Sure.
So we really hope to see some events come in more and more.
More of that, too. We're also hoping that some of the fan sites put on their own events so they can kind of galvanize the support for the system or even their own site with other players. Even you guys could put on an event that's publicly announced if you wanted to.
We definitely could. And one thing that may help, too, to kind of get this new feature out there, you could probably throw something in the newsletter.
Yeah.
Maybe, if there's any, unique
events. He's bouncing feedback off me as I give him some solutions on his end. So. Nice. Okay, good idea.
Yeah.
Very cool. Recently, we had the it's actually still going on. Voting is open now for this, the Alexam pumpkin carving contest.
One of my favorites. I love the pumpkin carving contest.
There's a lot of
cool stuff
out this year. This year was kind of interesting. There's actually exclusive in-game items that you can win only from this event. Is there anything that you can, tell us about, how that kind of happened? Will we see more, exclusive items for Premier Site contests in the future or anything like that?
Well, as you know, this contest has been around for quite some time now. And it was actually the first year that it actually turned global. So we had all regions participating in this event. And, it was going to be a pretty sizely contest. So, decided that it would be a good idea to kind of spice it up a little bit. And it seems like it's going really well right now. And, for future events, we're always constantly looking at seasonal events for fans and just ways that we can, make them interesting and change them up to kind of, get more participants. So that's definitely one of the factors of why we chose to do that.
You might have even noticed that for this year, a lot of the entries have been made with what was the called? Kabocha?
Kabocha, yeah.
The
green pumpkins in Japan. So, which actually basically just a squash. But,
but yeah, since it's a bit more prevalent in Japan, a lot of the assumptions are that many of the entries are actually from Japan. So
yeah,
that's pretty cool to see that it was received that well on a global scale.
I think they had a lot of fun with it because it's not really a Japanese cultural thing to carve pumpkins. So I think for a lot of people, it's a really new experience. And but it seems like they definitely had a lot of fun doing it, judging by the amount of entries that were received. So
you can even notice on the Alakazam, they showed that Dengeki Magazine had created an article specifically to talk about this.
Yeah, I saw that, and there was also a post on the Creator's Voice blog that had some pumpkins that the people over in Japan made, which were kind of cool to see too, to see them get involved. So
yeah, they all did a really great job.
I wish I could carve that well.
So do we.
Very cool. All right, so now we got a small package from you guys, and it's, I guess we're going to be giving these away during the panel here. What do we have for people?
So we gave you one of each of the nations of the keychains, and we also gave you the Star Onion Sanctuary CDs.
Which Very is cool. Such an excellent CD. The album is great.
It's definitely great.
That alone is such a wonderful prize, and that album is a little bit difficult. I mean, you can't really find it commercially. You can find it different places in the States, but not something that you'd run across in your average suburban mall or something like that. So very cool prize right there.
Yeah, we hope people enjoy that.
It's a bit of a small token of our appreciation for you guys putting on this event and supporting the game for so long, and we hope that the fans enjoy it.
I'm sure they will. We appreciate it, and appreciate all the work that you guys are doing over there.
Absolutely.
So thank you very much.
Yes, thank you for your time.
Hey, no problem.
Thank you, too.
It was great talking to you. We hope to talk to you again soon, and take care.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Take care. See ya.